both before the war and now in the months during the U.S. occupation of Iraq, and that's Medea Benjamin, the co-founder of Global Exchange and the co-founder of Code Pink, Women for Peace.
Y estamos muy agradecidos por tener una mujer aquí que ha ido a Irak antes de la guerra y después de la guerra, y es la presidenta,
la cofundadora
de Global Exchange y Code Pink.
Bueno, buenos días. Hello everybody, it's nice to see how nice pink and yellow go together.
Hola, buenos días. Es bueno ver cómo el rosado y el amarillo se ve junto.
And it's nice to see the collaboration with the Bus Riders Union, because we're here not just to say that we want better cars, but we want alternatives to cars. We want good public transportation. We want bicycles. We want pedestrian walks. We want all kinds of public policies that can get us out of our cars.
Es muy bueno ver la colaboración del sindicato de pasajeros y Code Pink, porque nosotros estamos aquí porque no nomás queremos que reduzcan los carros, pero queremos mejor transporte público, queremos más bicicletas, queremos mejores autos y también queremos líneas para que nosotros andemos con el aire limpio.
Sí, aquí. Let's see how smart this crowd is. How many think we went to a war in Iraq for, let's see, weapons of mass destruction?
Vamos a ver cómo son inteligentes esta audiencia. ¿Quién de ustedes cree que fuimos a Irak por armas de destrucción?
Masivas. How many of you think we went to Iraq because we wanted to liberate the Iraqi people from the evil dictatorship of Saddam Hussein?
¿Quiénes piensan que fuimos a Irak porque queríamos liberar a la gente de su dictador Saddam Hussein?
So why did we go to Iraq?
¿Por qué fuimos a Irak?
Now, the amazing thing about this is it's not just us that understands this. It's the majority of people in the United States. They do understand that we went to war for oil. And it's not just the people in the United States.
Yo digo que no es solo nosotros aquí, sino la mayoría del pueblo sabe que fuimos a la guerra por cuestiones de petróleo. Pero no solo la gente aquí, sino la gente allá, las tropas que están allá.
I say it's also the troops that are there. And I've been to Iraq 4 times in the last 6 months, and every time I go, I try to speak to as many of the U.S. troops as possible. And the conversation usually goes like this. Why are you here? Why has the U.S. invaded Iraq? And first they'll say, because of weapons of mass destruction, to protect ourselves after 9/11, because of we were attacked, because Saddam Hussein was evil. And then you kind of look at them straight in the eyes and you say, come on, why are we really here? And they always say, oil.
Yo digo que las tropas también saben que cuando tú empiezas a hablar con ellos, siempre dicen al principio, es para liberar a la gente de Irak, es para crear una democracia, es para proteger a nosotros aquí. Pero realmente cuando le mires en el ojo de un soldado y le dices, ¿por qué estamos aquí en Irak? Siempre te dicen, por el petróleo.
And let's be clear who it is, the soldiers that are dying in Iraq because of our oil addiction right now. What we have right now is a poverty draft, and it's important to understand that, and it's important to understand how disproportionate the number of troops are that come from the Hispanic community and from the African American community and from the poor community in general.
Es importante saber que las tropas que están allá vienen de las comunidades latinas, de las comunidades negras, de las comunidades más pobres de los Estados Unidos.
So here we have a real conspiracy. We have a U.S. government that is put in power by the oil companies, working in cahoots with the automobile companies, that are increasing increasing our dependence on foreign oil year after year. If you look at 1950, only 2% of our oil was coming from foreign imports. Today, it's 55%. And if we allow our government and our corporations to continue on this path, in 20 years, it will be 70% of our oil that's coming from imports. This forces us to have a foreign policy that supports ExxonMobil and Texaco and Chevron over the people in the Niger Delta who are fighting for their resources, over the people in Venezuela that are trying to stop a coup against Hugo Chavez, over the people in Colombia where we're spending $100 million to guard the pipelines, and in the Middle East where we continue to be allies of Saudi Arabia, a monarchy, Saudi Arabia, the country that has the most connections to Al-Qaeda. We will never have a just foreign policy unless we get off our addiction to oil. Que nunca vamos... Wrap up. Okay. Nunca vamos a tener una política justa si no paramos la adicción a petróleo, que nunca vamos a tener política justa en países como Venezuela, en países como Colombia, países como Nigeria. Todo está coordinado con la adicción al petróleo. So I just want to end by quoting somebody in Iraq that I just met, who said to us, "Here you are supposedly bringing democracy to our country. Well, let me tell you, I never voted for Saddam Hussein. I consider the guy a bastard, and I don't think that his policies ever reflected the people of Iraq. But in the United States, you say you have a democracy. You say that you vote for your leaders. And so you, as U.S. people, are directly responsible for the policies of your government, for the policies of your corporations. So I think we're here with a tremendous responsibility to the people of our communities that whose lives are being polluted by these companies, to the people of this nation, and to the people of the world who are hurt by our policies. Let's get out there and continue to organize, stop our addiction to oil, stop the car companies, so we can hold our heads up proud and say that we feel responsible and we're taking responsibility for the actions of our government and our corporations. And let's get Hummers off the streets of the United States. Thank you.